Today, I want to talk to you about the AI tool that actually changed how I work and something that I use daily. And that's Claude AI. This is going to be about actual use cases, prompts, what you can do to use AI to really level you up. And of course, this is not a sponsored episode. I am talking about Claude AI here. Like, this is ChatGPT's, Gemini's, Perplexity main competition. And I just really want to share how it's been a genuine game changer for how I manage my business, my content creation, and even my homestead planning. So if you're really tired and want to know what actually works in the real world, this one is for you.
Curious about owning land, growing your own food, or building income that doesn't depend on you showing up every day? That's what I'm doing. And this is where I share exactly how. Welcome to Seed in Society. I'm Makeda Boehm, an AI strategist, homesteader, and tech sales leader turning paychecks into lasting multi-million dollar wealth. I use automation, food-producing land, and digital income streams to build real assets and long-term freedom for my family and help others do the same. If you're done trading time for survival and want to build on your own terms, you're in the right place.
First, let me explain what Claude is, right? Because it's different from ChatGPT, Perplexity, Gemini, and other AI tools you might have heard of. And if you haven't heard of those, I will be doing an episode on them because they all have their strengths and ways to use it. But Claude is an AI assistant that was created by Anthropic, and it's specifically designed to be helpful, harmless, honest. That's what they say. But what that means in practice is that it just gives you a more nuanced, thoughtful response instead of just trying to sound confident about everything, right? Like, ChatGPT is great for creative tasks and general conversation, but it can sometimes hallucinate or give you overconfident sounding answers that aren't exactly accurate. And Perplexity is fantastic for research because it cites resources, but it's more like Google on steroids. Claude feels different in how it approaches problems. It's more likely to ask clarifying questions, admit uncertainty. But let me be clear about its limitations. Claude messes up context all the time because Claude does not remember what you said in another chat. And that is a huge drawback. I mean, until March, Claude couldn't even search the internet. Another limitation I want to talk about with Claude is that it does not always take all of the data that ChatGPT would. It runs out pretty quickly. But this episode is really talking about why, if it's not in your tool belt, you 1,000,000% should have it in your tool belt, especially if you're using a tool like ChatGPT, because Claude was actually founded by people who left ChatGPT. They didn't like the direction it was going in and made this company. And I am not here to make any claims about one being morally superior over the other. Here's like the real difference, what it comes down to. Claude helps me think through problems instead of just giving me generic answers. And let me break down my actual workflow with Claude, right? Because this is where most people get AI wrong. They treat it like Google. Ask a question, get an answer, done. Wrong. That is not how you get real value from generative AI. For example, when I'm planning podcast episodes or newsletter content, I don't ask Claude to write everything for me. Instead, I use it as a thinking partner, right? Like, I'll say something like, I want to talk about financial planning for variable income earners. And what are the biggest misconceptions people have about this topic? And Claude will give me 5 or 6 angles that I might not even have considered. And I'll build my content from there. It's not doing the work for me. It's helping me think more comprehensively about the topic. And then this is where Claude really shines. I can walk through complex business decisions with it. For example, when I was developing the connectors market concept, and I'll be talking about that in the future, it's about to be released, I described my audience, my goals, my constraints. Claude helped me think through different positioning options, potential pricing modules, and implementation strategies. It's my idea, but it's like having a really smart business consultant available 24/7 who never gets tired of brainstorming with you. And I also use Claude to craft follow-up emails, prepare for strategy sessions, and think through client objections. When you're developing a new business, you don't know what you don't know. And I'm not saying that it's infallible. I'm not saying that everything it said is going to be 100% correct, but I will say that I am way more prepared to understand the value that I'm bringing. I understand how to put myself in their shoes with their skills and get them from point A to point B because I've done it. So those are just some ways for business strategy, but even homestead planning. And this might surprise you, but Claude is extremely helpful for homestead projects. I actually think it's more helpful than ChatGPT because I can describe our land, climate, goals, and ask for advice from everything from garden planning to seed starting. But nothing replaces the experience of people actually doing it. And this is why I recommend the Confident Gardener Mentorship so much. They are starting a fall mentorship. I did the spring. I'll be doing the fall as well. And I recommend it because it's led by people who are in their farms and their fields every day, who are growing stuff organically, who understand what to do with flies and thrips and squash bugs and Japanese beetle infestations, which I'm having now, which are eating up all of my fruit trees and trying to stop that bleed. And not to go off on a crazy tangent, but this is different when you're in a community with people who are actually homesteading. Like, AI and computers can only get you so far. Nothing replaces actually getting out there, getting out into the soil, planting stuff, and seeing what works in your environment. But Claude is definitely helpful. Like, when we were doing our permaculture planning and I wanted to know where to put our 20 fruit trees, what distance they should be from each other, which ones should be next to each other, which trees could take some shade and which ones needed full sun. Claude was extremely helpful in that versus something like ChatGPT, which kept changing its answers and wasn't as consistent. So if you do want to know more about the Confident Gardener Mentorship, they will definitely be in my connectors, but it's also down in the show notes so that you can get access to this wonderful resource and community of people who are actually doing it. Claude helps me ask questions better when I do talk to experts. So here's the thing about AI. Garbage in, garbage out. Most people get terrible results because they ask terrible questions. Your results are only as good as your questions. Instead of saying, write me a marketing plan, I'll say I'm a homesteading mom who works in tech sales, building a business around strategic life design. My audience is intentional parents who feel trapped by conventional success metrics. Help me brainstorm three different angles for introducing my strategy sessions that will resonate, or what value can I give that can help increase their capacity, help them to feel less burned out. So see the difference with that prompt? Like, I'm giving context. I'm being specific about my audience and I'm asking for brainstorming, not finished work, because that is where your own brain comes in. And the more specific you are about your constraints and context, the better Claude's suggestions will be, the better ChatGPT would be. For like content creation, I want to write about insert specific topic here. My audience struggles with insert specific challenge. Help me think through what misconceptions they might have about this topic and what would be the most valuable for them to understand. Even stuff for like problem solving. Here's the situation I'm dealing with. Give a detailed description of that situation. What are some approaches I might not have considered? What questions should I be asking that I'm not asking? Where are my blind spots? Are you being overly optimistic? Tell me the truth. And let me be clear about Claude's limitations, because AI evangelists won't tell you this stuff. Claude can't replace domain expertise. However, it can direct you to the resources you need to understand that concept more. The internet in general is a great resource for learning what you don't know, but know that there is no silver magic bullet. You will need to put in some work. You will need to do some studying, and you will need to understand the fundamentals, right? Like, Claude doesn't know your specific situation better than you do. It can give you general advice and help you brainstorm, but you have to apply that advice to your actual circumstances. And Claude definitely cannot replace human relationships, right? Like, it's not going to network for you. It's not going to build trust with your clients. And it's not going to have the conversations that actually move your business forward. But what Claude is really good at is helping you think more systematically and thoroughly about whatever you're already working on. Here's why Claude has become such a valuable tool for me. It's like having access to a really smart generalist who never gets tired of helping you think through problems, right? Like, I can bounce ideas off Claude at 2 a.m. when I can't sleep and I'm thinking about business strategy. I can use it to prepare for difficult conversations. I can get different perspectives, again, on challenges I'm facing. And I'm not replacing human advisors or mentors completely, but this is also a game changer for people who don't have access to mentors, don't have access to people who have done the things that they're trying to do. And that is why AI is such an equalizer in a lot of ways. Now, you don't need to be in the circles of people who are running 7, 8, 9-figure businesses and have access to them in order to understand what they've done. Now you have this app in your back pocket who has access to that information and can distill it in a way that is useful for you to act on with your domain expertise, as long as you're asking it the right questions. And that is why prompt engineering is so important. And honestly, for someone like me, building a business while managing a homestead, while raising kids, that gap filling is incredibly valuable. It means I can think through complex problems without having to wait for the perfect time to talk to the perfect person and know where I need to be. And the time savings are so real, y'all. The thinking enhancement is even more valuable. So if you've been wondering whether AI tools are really worth using, my answer is absolutely. If you use them right, and if you use the right ones, right? Like, Claude specifically has helped me think more strategically, plan way more thoroughly, and solve problems more efficiently. Not because it's doing the work for me, but because it's helping me do the work better. And speaking of tools and perspectives, I'm excited to let you know that I'll be having guests on future episodes. Yes, people who are building real sovereignty in different ways with different tools, different approaches. Because while I believe in the systems I'm building, I also believe in hearing different perspectives on what freedom and independence can look like and sharing that with y'all. And if you want to try Claude, go to Claude AI and start with specific detailed prompts about real problems you're trying to solve. Make sure you check out seedinsociety.com. I've also started booking some speaking engagements. Yes, Makeda is a speaker. I will be at your event. Look at my speaking page. And thank you for joining here today. I cannot wait for what we have to come, all of the things that we're building, and I am excited. And if this was of value to you, if this is interesting to you, if you want to hear something else or hear more, please subscribe, leave a comment, leave a review, make sure you email me, talk to me, let me know what it is that you want, and I'll start responding to some of the questions. This is actually one of those episodes people ask me all the time. What AI tools are you using? How are you using it? And when I start talking about the strategic ways that I use it and how I use it to think through things beyond just treating it like a search engine, everyone is usually very surprised. So that's where this idea came from. Tell me if you want more of this. Of course, we'll always talk homesteading, we'll talk AI, and we'll talk wealth. This was Seed in Society, and I'll see you next time.